Sports.com.
We will no longer pay respects to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Formal introductions, but this is the Raw Post Show, and I'll plug everybody in a minute. But what we're seeing on the WWE Network right now is the continuation of the entire Thank You Bryan, Daniel Bryan movement, which has been ongoing for the last 25 plus minutes on Monday Night Raw. As tonight, we honor Daniel Bryan in his final night as, well, he let us all know he is officially retired from in-ring competition with WWE as he goes around hugging the fans and the announcers and everybody. And
oh, I see Wyatt's. They're in the back, but I see him. I see Luke.
We're spotting Wyatt's. We're spotting all the wrestlers because they're all out there on the stage. Vince, Steph, Hunter, and all that. Now,
I just want like everybody to run down and do like this gigantic group hug of Daniel Bryan I feel like that's how this should close out.
Have we found Kane yet?
I don't think Kane is there unless they flew him in specifically for this, which I doubt they did.
Because they probably, yeah. So maybe Kane's in the back there somewhere. I don't know. But anyway.
And now he's going up the ramp. We're going to narrate this for a minute because this is a hard moment. And she's like, he's leaving me.
Yeah.
Like Bree's down there with the family and Daniel's just like wandering off, going to say goodbye to all the fans.
Yeah. So what happened? Daniel Bryan said his goodbyes to the WWE universe, to everybody because of the severe concussions he suffered throughout his career. And the fact that he, about a week or so ago, he went to the doctor and probably got some bad news on the test and is telling him his brain is not so good as he thought it was going to be. And that led us to Thank You, Daniel Bryan, trending tonight. Daniel Bryan, his name, trending all afternoon, all evening long. Yeah, so other things happened on Raw, and we'll get to them in a couple minutes. And we're going to do a whole breakdown of Daniel Bryan's career Thursday night on The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, on girlwork.net and PW Mania and WildTalkRadio.com, all the usual places. Thanks to Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm filling the air because he's slapping fans' hands and everything like that.
And now they're making out on the stage. Everybody's applauding him.
Got Kevin
Owens. He's doing the one last yes.
Yeah, you got Kevin Owens out there, the New Day out there. You got everyone pretty much out there. Tyler Breeze and his pretty hair out there.
The entire roster is out there, too. Oh, Bryan and Vince hug. Oh, I think I'm going to cry now. There's Flair. There's Lana.
So all the girls are out there. Everyone's out there. And we're going to yes chance and everything. Yeah.
And they're gone. And Daniel Bryan is gone. So
this is a moment.
This is a huge moment because this is kind of the finality, and we'll get into it more Thursday, but this is a finality to a year-long struggle with Bryan. where he relinquished the IC title due to an unknown injury, and it's been lingering, it's been up in the air, nobody's really known what's going on, and there's been a ton of speculation. Brian's been seeing doctors, as he said in his speech, you know, he's been told he's fine. However, he went to see a specialist about a week and a half ago for WWE, and they ran a different kind of test on him.
Yeah, because your brain does certain things, and it can always, when there's a bad part of your brain, your other part of your brain overcompensates for it, and that's how he's been able to pass the other concussion test, because he's been fine, fine. But this test sort of shows, wait a minute.
He's not fine.
He's not fine. And the whole series of tests that he was taking, the tests he took, there's supposed to be a whole series of tests. And since he never got past step one, it's like, hold the brakes, we may have to end this career right now. So, that's... Again, that's the big story of the evening. It's been the big story of the day. Twitter's been blowing up about it. Facebook's been blowing up about it. The internet's been blowing up about it. Media's been blowing up about it. It's just been...
It's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge because it kind of came out of the blue today. It was like... Because it broke at like, what, 11 or 12?
1 o'clock Eastern it broke.
Okay, 1 o'clock Eastern. I have no concept of time at work. So, broke about 1 o'clock and it just kind of has exploded from there and... Because, like I said, it was completely unexpected. That's the last thing in the world you ever thought would come out. And, well, now we have an answer, and now we know what's wrong, and, you know, I'm sad to see Brian go. I'm really sad. He has a fantastic energy that he brings, and it sucks that he has to retire really at the height of his career.
Yeah, that's the sucky part about it. It's like... And again, and trending number one worldwide right now. Thank you, Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
It sucks that he had his career the way he did. And again, we'll get into this more Thursday, but it's like, you see, and the one thing I was telling Lindsay, and it's like, you see all his people, they're coming to fight him.
Yeah.
And he has to walk away.
Yeah, you look at all the talent that's there and all the talent that's coming to NXT, and it's, I know Brian was excited about Nakamura, I know he's excited about Styles, you know, Owen, Zayn, the list goes on, and Brian has to walk away, and that's really, really, really sucky, because it's like, damn!
Right? It's like, damn, at this point, really, you couldn't give me one more year? One more year, can't get one more year out of my career. It's like, no.
No.
Sadly is not to be.
A wrestler only has so many bumps in them, and Brian hit his. And that's the sad truth of it. And, you know, at least you can say that he's walking away with his health intact.
Yes.
That he's not been any seriously injured, more seriously injured than he is. Or he has been in the past, that he's going to be able to take care of his family, take care of his wife, and eventually when they have kids, be able to do everything that he wants to do. I mean, I know it hurts. I'm sure it's awful to have to walk away from the one thing that you love and into an unsure future, but at least you're walking into it with your health, and that's important.
That being said, you mentioned one key thing, his family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to talk about that moment. The fans start chanting, yes, yes, yes. And Brian goes, that's what Bree says all the time.
Yeah. Brian, you little. Because that would be the point where she yelled at the TV. Like, is this ultra sad moment and everybody's chanting no and everybody's crying. And
he makes
then Brian makes a funny.
He makes it that's what she said joke.
In the middle of his retirement speech.
Yeah.
Bless him. Bless the child. Bless him.
Yeah. He also brought up that he was grateful. And that was the key to his speech. He was grateful. Grateful for the fans. Grateful for his family. Grateful for being able to see the world. For meeting his wife. And then he did an Oprah. He told us about his favorite things. Everything he loves. He loves diving through the ropes like Superman. He wrestled in a parking lot of gas stations in front of 70,000 people in New Orleans. For meeting a monster who is so smart like Kane. Team Hell No feels.
That hurt. I just wanted Kane to run down and hug him and the two cry. And Kane wasn't there, thank God, so that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. He mentioned William Regal. He talked about Connor, which is right there in the
yeah,
feels.
Like another kick to the feels. He talked about his father
yeah.
and the special moment that, you know, his father had. It was the last time his father ever saw Brian Russell. It was the last time he was in Seattle and the crowd hijacked Raw and just the reaction. his dad got to see all that. And so that made it really special for his dad and for Brian and for the family. And then he talked about his mom and it was like, oh God.
And he welled up a lot. He did. No tears shed, but he welled up a lot. He mentioned closing his eyes in the beginning and soaking it all in, and he actually felt it.
Yeah.
He felt it. And then he addressed the elephant in the room was that, you know, I didn't want to shave my beard, but he said he looked ridiculous when he cut his hair.
And you have to love Brian that his one and only real cheap plug, aside from the Seattle Seahawks, was a charity.
Yeah.
Called Wigs for Kids. And that's why he cut his hair, was he donated it to charity. Like, you can't argue with a human being like that. That, you know, is like, yeah, so I'm going to do one shameless plug and it's going to be for charity. I mean, bless him. Wrestling Jesus lives. He just has shorter hair now.
The thing we could say about Daniel Bryan, he's a great guy.
Great guy. Great human being. Like I said, I'm really sad to see Brian go, because it's just everything he represents, everything he does, the energy he brings is unique to WWE, and there isn't going to be anybody that really replaces Brian.
No, it's going to be a hard thing to do, and we'll talk again Thursday. We're going to get a whole long thing about it. This is the Raw Post Show here on GoRook.net and WildTalkRadio.com. Let's run down some matches.
No more sadness.
So, and then we'll talk about the suplexity. But first, it was Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler. They had, again, it seems like a routine. Kevin Owens comes out for the first match of the evening, faces someone like Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler is in the first match. It's sort of a routine. Maybe switch it up a little.
But they can't have a bad match together. That's the thing.
No, they can't. They
mix so well together.
I'm just saying, flip the script. Maybe put them later in the show, not, you know, right off the bat. It seems very similar to how it's been going. That being said, they flipped the script. Ziggler wins with the feet on the rope.
Little heel Ziggler action.
Yeah, because Owens tried to use the tights, did not get the tights. He used the ropes. There you go. Charlotte beat Alicia Fox in a solid matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it was solid. It was decent. Alicia was out there on her own because obviously Brie was backstage with her husband. Charlotte had Rick. I mean, it was solid. They're kind of doing a slow burn for the Divas in terms of the title to get to Fastlane and to Mania.
Right. They're doing Brie Bella and Charlotte at Fastlane for the Divas Championship, which means they're saving Sasha and possibly Becky Lynch for WrestleMania. So we're getting that. Bray Wyatt beat the Ryback, who, we gotta talk about the Ryback for a second. The tights, dude. No.
Go back to the singlet. Go back to the singlet, dude. I just didn't know.
Not feeling it.
Not feeling it. By the way, Bray Wyatt's back!
Luke found him.
Eric was all concerned about him. Braun was just there. But, you know, Eric was super worried about Bray facing the Ryback.
And they had a fine match between the two. Bray Wyatt picked the victory after moving out of the way on the clothesline. Caught him from the clothesline into Sister Abigail for the three. And then Wyatt said, pounce, guys. Beat down Ryback. Everyone got the lay in them, including Luke Harper, who does his clothesline and then goes, look at my arm. Look how strong I am. Then they laid him out on the outside with his Sister Abigail. They even picked him up, so Bray did have to bend down to get the ride back up. And then Bray talked about how the violence is coming.
Very, very solid showing for the Wyatt family. They continue to look strong as they build Fastlane. And Bray's back!
Bray is indeed back. Adam Rose, in the first win in a decade on Monday Night Raw, defeated Titus O'Neil.
And speaking of another return, Bo Dallas is back.
I guess the album is finished?
The album is finished. He's going to surprise drop it, y'all. It's going to be amazing.
He's going to do Beyonce. We won't be expecting when it drops, but it'll drop.
Bo Ryder lives.
Bo Ryder lives. Sin Cara and Kalisto lost to Del Rio and Rusev, the only two remaining healthy-ish wrestlers of the League of Nations. A solid matchup.
Another return, Sin Cara is back.
Sin Cara is back and Kalisto loses. So thank you, Sin Cara, just ruining Kalisto. Thanks.
Dude.
Tamina beat Becky Lynch.
I like this match. I thought this was a really good match. You had some you had Sasha Banks on commentary, which it's like, Sasha Boo. She's wearing Bailey slap bracelets. The friendship lives, y'all.
If you haven't seen it, go to Up Down Down on Without the O's on YouTube and watch Sasha versus Bailey in a Mortal Kombat grudge match. It's awesome.
It's amazing. But yeah, so Sasha's out on commentary. She's slaying on commentary. You have Tamina versus Becky, which was a nice little match. At one point, Sasha gets up, gets involved. Naomi comes over, smacks the ever-living crap out of her, knocks her to the ground, starts beating her up. Becky gets out of the ring, defends her friend, takes out Naomi with a very, very solid suplex.
And a nice T-bone exploder suplex by one Becky Lynch, I must say so myself.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. And she gets back in the ring and gets kicked in the face for her troubles. And, well, Tamina picks up the victory. So we have Team Bad getting a little heat heading for Fastlane.
And it's not Tamina, it's Tamina.
Her name is Tamina, just say it.
Tamina. But yeah, this week Becky Lynch gets, she's a great friend. She's so show concern for Sasha and then get kicked in the face. Like, it's a good friend. Then she got hurt. Troubles for being a good friend. Just gonna say. Alright, there was a thing backstage that involved the Big E polishing his wood on TV. They were messing with some tables. That happened early. And then they were looking for a partner.
Oh, we're talking about this?
We're talking about this. And the partner was the sexual chocolate Mark Henry, who apparently became horny on television.
Ew.
He did the swivel and the shake and came out with the clapping, and there was a New Day versus the Usos. Well, it was supposed to be the New Day versus the Usos in a tables match, and the Dudleys wanted involved. So they got involved, so it became an 8-man. That's why they needed Mark Henry. So Bubba and Devon and the Usos picked up the win. An Uso was hurt, but Big E got put through a table. Okay. So they're all celebrating, they're checking on Uso, and then the Dudley boys strike. That's right. Heel turn in Dudleyville as the Dudleys lay out the Usos on Monday Night Raw, putting them both through tables. When they said they weren't involved in the match, I went, yep, heel turn is coming. And there it was. It makes sense for them to go heel.
Yeah, you need a heel tag team, especially since you're not going to have the Wyatt family go into the tag division and go after the tag titles right now. So you need a solid heel team because the same thing goes for the League of Nations. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I think the Ascensions are heel.
You have some heel teams, but again, the Dudleys have run through all the babyfaces already. Or they'll run through all the heels. So it's like, there's no one good. So let them fight the babyfaces and you can push other teams. And I wouldn't mind a Usos Dudleys feud. That should be fine.
I would be okay with that. And honestly, I think the Dudleys are better heels anyway.
Bubba is, go back to his TNA run as Bully. He's a great heel. So, the highlight reel, or I should say Miz TV, turned into a highlight reel. They went back and forth. They put new carpet in for a highlight reel. And they just went back and forth. They even brought out the potted plant. It's still alive.
They kept the potted plant, which is awesome.
Nice little touch. Fans chant, "You are stupid," at the Miz. And he said he's not Sheamus. That was a nice line. And then, "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth" line by Jericho. Because Miz got his teeth broken by AJ Styles. So they went back and forth. And then Jericho got serious about being, and pissed off that he lost to Styles. Eating at him alive. AJ Styles comes to the ring. Miz attacks Jericho. AJ then sends Miz packing. Jericho and Styles team up to take out the Miz. And then they punch each other. Miz pulls out Jericho. And then Jericho and Styles have a stare down before Jericho decides to be done with it all. Good setup. They're leading to the match, which should be good tomorrow on Thursday on SmackDown between AJ and Chris Jericho.
The tension is building.
It is. But then the one real angle, major angle from the show tonight, was the contract signing at the beginning of the show. Stephanie McMahon's in the ring. And, she's talking about, Fastlane and everything, and the fans chant Daniel Bryan. Steph played the crowd off, got them to boo her because, said they're not fighting Daniel Bryan, they're fighting Triple H, her husband. And they got the boo, and then Dean Ambrose came out to the ring. He said, "Can we hurry this thing up?" Which was a great line.
Yeah, it's like, "Can we just go ahead and sign the contract? Because I really kind of want to kill Brock Lesnar."
Yeah, he wanted Brock.
So can we do the thing?
He wanted Brock. So Dean comes out, and then she continued talking, Roman Reigns interrupted, and then he said it's time to sign the dotted line so his friend could punch Brock Lesnar. Out came Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman was starting to introduce himself, and Seth's like, "We know who you are. I already introduced Brock. So let's sign the contract." So everyone signs the contract. Stephanie leaves, and Dean's like, "All right, my turn." Gets up in the face of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar just throws them at Roman Reigns, throws the table at Roman Reigns in the corner, and you heard a thud. It's like, ow.
Yeah, that hurt.
And then an F5 to Dean Ambrose. So Brock leaves the lane. As the night continued on, you know, Dean said, you know, before the night's over, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. So later on, Ambrose is getting ready to go out there and call out the piece. He's all hyped up. And then, you know, Roman's like, I got your back. I'm going to help you. And Dean's like, no, I got this. I got this on my own. Don't worry about it. I'm cool. So Dean Ambrose comes to the ring. Oh, and then it's like, Dean Ambrose makes his way to the ring. He wants to know that what it was that Brock gave him either. Was it an F2, an F3? Because an F5 was supposed to hurt, and Brock Lesnar cannot keep him down and cannot get the job done. He tells Brock to come out and try again, but this time to put some stank on it. And Brock's not out there, and maybe Triple H is right, and maybe Suplex City has gone soft, or is that a personal thing? Can you get it up for the big fight? Which led Tumblr to do what, Lindsay?
To post the Niagara commercial under that comment.
Dean said, maybe Paul didn't give you permission, maybe. He knows Paul's the advocate, but he didn't know Paul was required to hold your balls. So Brock finally comes out. Dean's like, alright, let's go. Let's go. Dean goes after Brock, they fight. Brock just throws him around. Dean gets thrown into a ring, takes a clothesline, gets up again, takes another clothesline. Like, Dean keeps coming up, he keeps fighting back, and then Brock hits the F5 on Dean Ambrose. Brock leaves the ring, but Ambrose is still getting up, he wants more. So Brock heads back to the ring. This is where Roman Reigns' music comes to play. He found the stage, everybody.
He did find the stage.
So he comes to the ring, he starts coming down to the ring. Brock forgets about Dean, and,
Dean
pulls a taker and goes for a low blow, and then Ambrose gives this look, like, now what, son? I got you.
Yeah. I love that you have Dean just manning up to Brock, because Brock's reaction when he was coming out after Dean just took shot after shot after shot and basically just had the balls to stand there and not only challenge Brock Lesnar to a fight, but to insult Brock Lesnar on top of it.
Yeah.
Brock's reaction was just pure amusement. Like, I think there is a part of Brock that honestly respects Dean for that, just in terms of the characters, because it's like, all right, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. But at least you're going down swinging, and I can't argue that. Like, everybody else runs away from him, and Dean's standing there going, come on out. Let's go. Let's do this. I want a piece of you. Let's finish this. I don't care.
But his look is like, I got you? What?
Yeah. Dean, the ever-cocky SOB, he's like, yep, got him. Good. And he's like, looks at Roman, and he's like, told you, and then he falls on the stage.
So,
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, this whole segment was amazing, but it leaves me with reservations. Because it's like, why are they making Ambrose look strong? Like, you just kind of have Roman playing the sidekick, and you have Ambrose being booked strong, which I'm not complaining about. I'm all for Ambrose looking strong. But it's like, what do they have up their sleeve with this? What's going on?
Something isn't, you smell something.
Yeah, it's like, something doesn't feel right about this in some degree, and I don't know whether it's we're going to see a turn. I don't know if we're going to see more tension between Dean and Roman. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's just there's something about Dean. Like, Roman was completely calm with Dean, and normally Roman does try to calm Dean down. And Roman was just like, you want to go out there and kill Brock Lesnar? I'm 100% behind you on that. And that could be Roman playing a strategy of, all right, well, if Dean goes out and gets his ass kicked, yeah, that's going to suck for him. And, you know, he's my friend and I'm going to feel bad about that. But you know what? If he's beaten down by the time we get to Fastlane, that means there's more Brock for me, which means I can get to my title faster. It kind of eliminates Dean without Roman ever having to do anything to him.
That's a very good point.
So that could be what's going on here. Strategy!
Yeah. Strategy. That's a good way to put it. Strategy. So, that will do it for us here on the Raw Post Show. This was...
This show was hard, because it's like, you know, they told you Daniel Bryan's going to be at the end of the show ahead of time. So you're just sitting here and you're watching the show and you're like, God, can we just get it over with? You know?
Yeah. It's like... And they went long.
Oh, God, they went so long. Longest overrun in Raw history, and it belongs to Daniel Bryan, as it should. I mean, they gave him all the time in the world to say goodbye, and that's what matters. Is this is your final moment. This is your send-off. We're not going to rush you. We're not going to push you out the door. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. And let's move on.
Yeah.
Basically.
And he'll get one more moment, I would assume, next year at WrestleMania.
Maybe. We'll see.
I think that's his Hall of Fame next year.
I don't know if they're going to do it next year, if they're going to wait a couple years like they did with Edge.
With Edge, they gave it to him the following year.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe.
By the way, SportsCenter tweets, thank you, Daniel Bryan.
Yes, thank you, Daniel Bryan.
That's the best way to put it. And yes, I'm kicking people in the feels with this song.
I hate you.
And we'll kick you in the feels more Thursday night on the rack.
Yes, where we are going to be doing Dan O'Brien, a retrospective. We're going to be talking more about the situation in detail as more of the details will have come out by the time we go to air Thursday. We also have additional news. We have notes. We have NXT and so much more. It's Thursday's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com and gerwick.net.
Go back and listen to last week's episode with the man who likes to talk, Diamond Dallas Page.
He's the master of positivity. Power of positivity, y'all. DDP.
It's at RackRadioShow.com. At RackRadioShow on Facebook and Twitter and the YouTubes. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 3. Now, we've done 3, right? Yeah, 3. Episode 4 this week. Wow, we're up to Episode 4. How about that? It's going by fast. I think it's 4. Yeah. Think. I don't know. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas. It's a thing. I've lost count of how many episodes they've done already.
They haven't hit 100 yet.
No. But we hit 420 this past Saturday night on CB Radio. So check that out. CBRadioLive.com and at WildTalkRadio.com. We went till 420-ish in the 420 plus in the morning is Eastern Time. That's always fun. So check it out. Myself, Rob Parks, Subway, and the Lone Jobber. Broke it all down, CB Radio, our Super Bowl Spectacular, episode 420. I assume, I believe this is confirmed, Wrestle Talk Radio returns this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to break down WWE Fastlane and most likely talk about Daniel Bryan. I follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night and on Facebook, WTR Sunday Night. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, you can view my artwork at behance.net/Lins Ward, same as the Twitter, and psychwarddesigns.com.
Thanks to gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG. 12-11 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward. I am Sir Rock, and we'll see you back here next Monday for the Raw Post Show, this Thursday for the Rack, and all week long the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.